Welcome back to another hour of conversation and help for you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You may dial 888-553-7536 to join the caller list, the caller line, the caller queue, if you will, with questions sometimes promoted by Ken going through some of the hot news of the week. If you want to follow, go to DougStephan.com. You'll see Dr. Ken's picture in the co-host box. Some of the headlines this week, the story of Venus Williams, a pretty sad reality. The good news I'm looking at is about the benefits of chocolate and how good chocolate is for your heart. Yum, yum, yum. We've heard these stories been floating around, but this seems like more concrete evidence of that, Ken.
This really is. This is a big review of many articles. Seven trials involving over 100,000 people, Doug, and it includes the most diverse population yet of those with and without heart disease. It was published in the British Medical Journal this week. It was reported at the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Paris this week. And, you know, chocolate, it's your best friend. It doesn't judge you. It doesn't care what you read or what you watch. It just loves you. And eating a large amount of chocolate over your lifetime actually may lead to a 33% lower risk of developing heart disease. Mm. Doug, chocolate has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. They can lower blood pressure, improve insulin resistance. And due to the high sugar and fat content of commercially available chocolate, you just can't overdo it. What usually we recommend is the darkest of the chocolate, one square a day, and that doesn't mean a giant square. But
sure it does.
But this is some nice news that the cocoa in chocolate is very, very healthy. It does help to relax the blood vessels. It has antioxidant properties. But again, you just have to watch the sugar and the fat.
So how about chocolate milk or things, other things that would have chocolate in them in terms of what we've heard, again, the sugary part of chocolate. Some idiot in the government says, oh, we can't serve chocolate milk anymore because there's too much sugar in it, like parents weren't smart enough to figure what was good for their own children. So what do we have to say about that?
I think you just said it all.
Thank you. 888-553-7536. Sort of to follow up, though, it's okay to switch to diet sodas. Some people have been told, oh, they're much better for you than regular sodas. Not so fast. There are studies that are around, I think, the American Diabetes Association having their scientific sessions linking drinking diet sodas to weight gain. Didn't I see half of all Americans, even after all this information has been floating around for years, half of the people in our country have a sugary drink every day?
This was out of the CDC this week, that half of Americans, Doug, drink a soda or sugary beverage each day, and some are downing quite a bit. 1 in 20 people drink the equivalent of more than 4 cans of soda each day, even though these sweetened beverages should be limited to less than half a can a day.
Wow. Amazing what people will do in the name of their habits or in denial. 888-553-7536. Richard, listening in Sumter, South Carolina, up now with Dr. Ken and his focus. Richard, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I was diagnosed a couple years ago with bradycardia.
That means a slow heart rate for those of us who don't know what that means.
And now, for years, my heart rate was like at 46 to 48, my resting heart rate. Okay, and I'm not an athlete. I'm active most of my life, but not an athlete. And when I'd go to give blood, they say, do you work out? And I say, now look at my physique and ask me that question again when I was 30 pounds overweight, you know. So, but then a couple years ago, it dropped down to 40. And in the last year, my resting heart rate is like 35. And the doctor said, until I become symptomatic, till I start fainting or passing out, there's really nothing they can do.
Well, you know, Richard, this is a common issue. It's part of why I get gray hair as a cardiologist. And, you know, if you go to the textbook and you're asked what is the normal heart rate and you want to get the test answer right, most people will grade you right if you write 60 to 100 beats per minute. But there's a lot of variation around this, especially on the low end. I have in my practice some 80-year-old Marines from World War II, and they've had heart rates ever since I've known them in the late 1980s, in the 30s, the high 30s. And they are not symptomatic from this. The symptoms of a low heart rate are lightheadedness, fatigue, feeling like you're going to pass out. And it sounds to me like you don't have any symptoms of bradycardia, low heart rate, do you?
No, other than just the low heart rate.
But you don't have any symptoms?
No.
Okay. What can cause low heart rate? Yes, an athletic heart, because the heart's a muscle. You work the muscle. It just contracts more efficiently, more effectively than the rest of us, so you don't need to beat as many times a minute. And that's why athletes often have lower heartbeats, and they don't have symptoms of a low heart rate, and they live longer because the heart doesn't wear out. There's study after study showing that if you have a lower heart rate, under 60 and no symptoms, you're probably going to live longer. It's when it starts causing symptoms that we need to get concerned. Have you had your thyroid level checked? The thyroid hormone, a low thyroid, can cause a low heart rate.
I'm not specifically. I don't know if they
make sure
check that when they do.
Okay, make sure they check your thyroid hormone. It can be done very easily with a blood test. You want your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. It's abbreviated TSH, your free T4, F-R-E-E T4, and your free T3 check. And that'll tell us whether you have enough thyroid hormone. That's the gland on the top of the neck. It's like the boiler of the body. It controls heart rate, too fast, too slow. It controls the temperature in your body, too hot, too cold. It affects whether you're going to be too obese or nice and skinny. And this is a very important hormone that has many effects throughout the body. I would get that checked. The other thing that can slow heart rate down are the medicines you're on, beta blockers that we take for high blood pressure, for coronary artery disease, or for heart rhythm issues when it's too fast. Some people even take these for anxiety when they need to be on the radio or they need to perform. This can slow your heart rate down. You're not on any beta blocker, I hope.
I'm not on any medications at all.
Okay. And how long have you been having this for?
It was in the 40s for probably, quite a while. And then just in the last 2 years, it's gone down below 40.
And that below 40 is checked how?
When I go to the doctor, I have had, bladder cancer. So, you know, I have to go quarterly for that. And they always check your blood pressure.
Have you had a 24-hour Holter monitor?
I have not.
Because what I would do for someone like yourself, first thing I would do is check your thyroid. And you say you're not an athlete. What's the most strenuous physical activity you do?
Oh, I paint. I pastored for 30 years, and I'm semi-retired, and I paint apartments now.
And how long have you been doing that for?
A couple years.
So you don't think you're more active than you realize you are?
No, I mean, I don't think I'm any more active than I have been
But in general, your whole life, you weren't really an active guy. You weren't an athletic kind of guy.
I'm not an athlete. I've always been active, but I'm not.
Well, you may
I
have
don't
trained,
exercise. I don't do that stuff.
Well, maybe you've just trained yourself more than you realize. But I would get the thyroid checked, and I would do at this point if the heart rate is slowing down just on a quick check. You know, when you go to the doctor's office, it's, you know, a very quick 1 minute, or if you do an EKG, that's only 12 seconds. You want to get a 24-hour Holter monitor with a very detailed, careful diary. That is, if you have any symptoms that you're aware of, you mark what you're feeling, when you're feeling, so the doctor can then correlate any symptom you get with the heart rate that is seen there. Make sure there's no pauses in the heartbeat. This is where I would go next, okay?
There it is, Richard. You've been helped. Thank you for your call, stimulating other people with the same problem, perhaps to call and ask questions that are related to what's going on with them. Cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is also an excellent, as you can tell, GP, a general practitioner, here to help you with your health issues and questions at 888-553-7536.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
For relief that lets you get on with your day, turn to Advil. Nothing's been proven to work better or last longer. And Thermacare's heat penetrates deep to relax muscles. Now, when you buy any participating one Advil and one Thermacare product at Walgreens, you'll get $5 in register rewards. Offer good August 28th through October 1st on participating products. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expirations. Use all products as directed.
Everyone knows that Cosmo's considered the Bible, a magazine that provides women with all the info they need to have more satisfying relationships and hotter sex lives. But you may not realize that millions of men regularly sneak a peek at it. Well, now there's good news for male Cosmo fans. The brand has just launched CFG, Cosmo for Guys, an interactive monthly app for iPad packed with tips on understanding and pleasing a woman, both in and out of bed. Kate White, editor-in-chief of Cosmo.
The idea for CFG really came from men themselves. They often tell us that they love reading Cosmo because they want to find out what makes females tick. With CFG, we tell them everything they're dying to know. Guys will love all the secrets we reveal, from the touch thousands of women crave in bed to the five words you should never say on a date.
Find the CFG, Cosmo for Guys iPad app on the App Store or at iTunes.com/App Store.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade!
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix! See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger. Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Good news for women who continue to have an active sex life, Ken.
Out of the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, Doug, this week, sexual satisfaction in older women. It's associated with successful aging and a better quality of life. Many older adults, they retain their ability to enjoy sex well into old age. This is especially true of older adults, Doug, who maintain a higher level of physical and mental health as they grow older, and they feel more satisfied with their sex life, whatever levels of sexual activity. This is closely related to a perceived quality of life.
So the more active your sex life, it's sort of like back and forth, a yin and a yang thing.
I think it's whatever level of frequency you're happy with, just as long as you're satisfied.
But you could have more if you're more active. If you're physically fit, you'll be more eager to have sex.
Exactly.
There's some interesting words for women as they age 21 after on Good Day Weekend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Johnny Cash trying to deal with heart issues. We deal with all of your medical issues. Dr. Ken has a blog at his website, drkenshow.com. You click on the upper right-hand corner. You can chat away, if you will. Lots of connections, lots of information, lots of ways for you to keep up with what's going on in medicine. Many of the stories we talk about are detailed at DougStephan.com and DrKenShow.com. If you look at DougStephan.com under the co-host picture of Dr. Ken, the headlines this week, a lot of the stories that we are talking about, including the pediatricians who are seeking to kill boxing among young people, not unlike the problems of head trauma, injury that comes from playing football and hockey and soccer and cheerleading, Ken. This is something I find interesting because there are so many parents who are in denial, so many officials at various schools that will tell you, oh, no, this is fine, don't worry about it, which is a complete falsehood.
Well, I grew up with a mother who's an RN registered nurse, and she wouldn't let me do this, and it created some tension. Today, I'm glad that she had that opinion when I was growing up. In a new policy statement, this was published in the medical journal Pediatrics, the American Academy of Pediatrics, along with the Canadian Pediatric Society, Doug, they're recommending that doctors vigorously oppose boxing for any child or adolescent under the age of 19 because of the risk of concussions and other injuries, and instead steer the kids towards non-collision sports.
Yeah, which seemed to only be common sense.
So however, I played baseball, so thanks,
yeah,
Mom.
I did, too. I like to run, play baseball, that sort of thing. And that's, you know, not everybody going to play baseball, but for heaven's sakes, once you, if you've listened to my weekday program, you know, and we've talked about it here. As a matter of fact, we're going to have one of the great brain specialists on the program in the next couple of weeks. The essence of all of what is known now would lead responsible parents to not have their children involved in any kind of rough housing, anything that has to do with the brain.
I like that. Non-collision sport.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Jim, Knoxville, Tennessee, you're up next here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead,
hello,
sir. Yeah, you're on the air.
Too much collision sports as a child, Jim?
Possibly. Possibly. Question with restless leg. I had a sleep study done probably 4 or 5 years ago. I just recently had an appointment with my doctor and was discussing how I mainly feel bad most all the time, have frequent headaches. And during that sleep study that I had years ago, they said that I had some slight restless leg syndrome. So just a few days ago with my doctor, he recommended or give me a prescription for Requip to maybe address the restless legs. He believed maybe that might be causing my feeling bad and having headaches throughout the day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this restless leg syndrome. It's a condition, Jim, in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you're getting up and moving around. You know, you have dancing feet when they should be just sitting still. When you have these feelings, it's an unpleasant feeling, and there are some causes of this. It can be inherited. It occurs during pregnancy. Neuropathy, we were talking about that before. Iron deficiency, kidney problems can cause it. And the treatments, there are some conventional treatments and alternative therapy. Medicines that we use are some of the Parkinson's medicines. We use Requip, Mirapax, commonly has been prescribed, even Sinemet. These are usually reserved for the moderate to severe cases that are diagnosed. There are also some alternative treatments for this. Often it's due to a deficiency of iron, folic acid, vitamin B, or even Doug's favorite, magnesium. Your doctor should investigate you for these deficiencies, and if they are present, recommend diets and supplements to make sure that you're not deficient. And what happened during the sleep study? Did they say you had sleep apnea? I didn't catch that.
No, they didn't mention sleep apnea, just restless leg.
And you've been having headaches for how long?
Years, several years.
Years and years.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether to associate these two. Usually what you feel with restless leg is, are symptoms like cramping, tingling, crawling, pulling, painful, uncomfortable, itching, tugging, gnawing, aching, or burning in the legs. And those are the typical symptoms related to restless leg.
Yeah, I told my doctor, I think I sleep pretty good. I don't notice any of that.
It might be time to go to, if you've been having headaches this long and your primary care doctor can't help, maybe it's time to ask for a referral to a neurologist who specializes in headaches. Get the particular headache that you have diagnosed and start getting some specific therapy. I doubt that this is where you're going to get your relief.
There's some homeopathic things. I have a little of it, and taking it, you can feel it when you go to bed. You can feel one of your legs or the other kind of there's a restlessness. I don't know if I can really describe how it feels.
You're doing a good job.
But it is it's something that are two or three different homeopathic things, routines that I follow that seem to, if nothing else, put me right to sleep. So there's that story. More stories coming up from you as you quiz Dr. Ken about your medical deals. 888-55-DRKEN.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The inside scoop, if you will, when it comes to medicine, the general information that affects you and many others like you. And then your specific question, which is aimed at getting Dr. Ken's attention. There are lots of different things going on, not just his background in cardiology, but his background in general medicine helps him to really get to the bottom line quickly and answer your question. So what help may we be? It's up to you to call us and ask the question. Or to email us, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. It's 888-553-7536. Kevin's in Jackson, Tennessee with a problem. Dr. Ken is here to help you. Kevin, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm 32 and fairly healthy. I'm about 30 pounds overweight and have mildly high cholesterol. And I have a rapid heartbeat. I thought that when I was recently diagnosed with hypothyroid and got on the medication, it would slow it down. But my resting heart rate is still 90 to 120. I'm taking Coreg to slow that down a little bit. I was diagnosed with mild sleep apnea, but did a nuclear stress test and was told my heart was fine. And I cannot get to the bottom of why I have such a fast heart rate. I've read that decreases your life expectancy, and I don't know if that's healthy or not.
Sure, Kevin. Just, wow. When do you let all the steam out of your ears? Do you have problems with stress? Because that, a 32-year-old guy with a resting heart rate 90 to 120, the first thing I would want to do is make sure you got the stress out of your life. I would want to make sure you were not dealing with excessive sleep deprivation. Do you sleep 7 to 8 hours a night?
Yes, I do. But I do have a lot of stress, a very stressful job.
I hear it, and stress alone can create that. I would assume that you don't have an abnormal heart rhythm. It's just a regular rhythm, what we call sinus rhythm, but it's just a little bit faster than the average bear. Is that what's going on?
I imagine so. I recently started taking Wellbutrin for some anxiety issues, but it seems like it's, even when I'm calm, sitting at home watching television, it's just still 90 to 120.
Kevin, I'm right on track here with you because it sounds to me like this is stress-induced. And I hope you're not taking any caffeine or any stimulants or any non-prescribed drugs, any decongestants, anything that can stimulate you. I hope you're not taking any of those things.
I try to limit my caffeine. I do have a cup of coffee in the mornings. That's about it.
And how many hours a night are you sleeping?
7 to 8, most nights.
And you're not, I don't want you to answer, but I hope you're not taking any illicit drugs, non-prescribed things. Certainly,
No.
Cocaine can stimulate the heart rate, marijuana, all of these can do that. And are you a cigarette smoker? COPD, emphysema can speed this up, even sometimes asthma?
I do smoke. No drug or alcohol, but I do smoke. I've tried quitting for a long time. I'm down to half a pack a day, but
I would recommend, Kevin, I think at your age of 32, the best thing for you is to get your heart checked further by a cardiologist. Make sure that you also get an echocardiogram. You had part of the evaluation, the stress test. Get an echocardiogram. Make sure that the heart valves are okay. There's no fluid around your heart. And then I want to see you get into an exercise program. And that would help you with stress reduction. It'll help you train your heart. All of that will get the heart rate down. And what about your thyroid? You were overactive in thyroid or underactive?
Underactive, and I started taking the Synthroid, and I feel like a new person.
Okay, make sure that you don't have too much thyroid replacement, because too excess thyroid can increase the resting heart rate also. I think your problem is I feel the stress in your voice. It's infectious, and I think you need to get stress reduction, an exercise program. After the heart doctor says it's okay would be the best plan.
At age 18, I did have pericarditis, which is, the fluid around the heart, and
yes.
I had to have an echocardial window done, a pericardial window. Would that have any correlation? That's been, 14 years ago.
Okay. The heart sits in a sac. It's an enclosed bag, and there shouldn't be hardly any fluid inside that bag. When the walls of the heart get inflamed, you get pericarditis, it fills up with fluid, and we have to punch a hole in that bag, and that's essentially what a window is, so it should drain out, so you won't have that in the future. I would get a follow-up echocardiogram just to take a look and see what's going on, and then ask the heart doctor, when can I get into an exercise program, and then I want you, even if it takes spending a few bucks to get a trainer to work with you, Kevin, you need an exercise program to get rid of this stress. Make sure your thyroid's okay. Make sure your potassium and magnesium levels are normal, and get off the caffeine, get off the cigarettes.
Yeah, that's simple, straightforward. It seems foolish. There's common sense involved in that. The smoking and the drinking of coffee, come on.
And you can hear it in the voice.
Of course. Right, exactly. Every challenge is a challenge to become who you really are, sir. And who you are is not linked to tobacco or caffeine or any of those other things. You are meant to be whole. And I think anybody who smokes can or gets into things that are abusive is not a whole person. It's easy, not trying to sound judgmental, but we all have our demons, no question about that. But when you face them and you work through them, you may not always conquer them, but you got to face them. And, smoking, it's just listening to him, it's pathetic.
Like he's at least trying.
Yeah, right. Okay, next, Renee in Kingsport, Tennessee. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Renee.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I just had a question about the doctors told me I had contracting tendons in my hands, but it only affects the thumbs, and they were wanting me to have surgery of some sort, and I was hoping to avoid that if possible.
Have you had any physical therapy?
They didn't suggest that. I mean, the first thing they said was, you need to go see a hand surgeon, and I'd rather not.
Well, I would get, that may be your only option here, but I would definitely get another opinion. Maybe go to, either an orthopedic or a neurologist, somebody who won't have as their option to personally do the surgery. But I would definitely get another opinion. This has been going on for a while.
For about 3-4 months, but it only affects the thumbs. Is that unusual?
That's where your inflammation is. The tendons go from the muscle to the bone, and they're all over. And I would go and get another opinion. I would ask specifically is, and it doesn't sound like it is, I would ask if medication or physical therapy is going to help here, and then go from there.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Rest it. Just good luck.
888-553-7536. One of the items that, as I look through the list of things that have come from the world of medicine this week, what I thought was a good story, Ken, this seizure drug that may extend the lives of brain cancer patients. How many people are affected by that?
Well, yes. This is out of neurology this week. And this is not, unfortunately, I wish this was a rare problem. This was published in Neurology that as many as half of all people with a common and potential lethal type of brain cancer, it's known as glioblastoma, they'll have a seizure at some point during their illness. And doctors often prescribe drugs to help control these seizures. But until now, Doug, little was known about which drug, if any, was the best choice. And it's been decided in this study reported that valproic acid, it's sold as Depakote or Depakine, may extend the lives of people with this type of tumor by an average of 3 months.
Wow. All right, here's an email from Laura, who is pregnant, and she's 35, wondering about the tests. I don't know, what is that? The tests that determine whether the baby's okay. It's 35? I thought it was over 40. When you had to worry about whether the baby had issues?
Well, you know, this is on a case-by-case basis, but usually pregnancy after 35 takes special care, and that is when the risks increase, and you do need to have some special care there. Definitely an ultrasound, and what she's probably asking about is an amniocentesis,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I would need more information from her to decide whether to go in that direction. That's usually what comes up. You know, this risk for chromosome abnormalities is higher beginning at age 35. The risk of miscarriage is higher beginning at age 35. You have to watch for gestational diabetes at this age, watching the blood sugar to make sure that it doesn't go too high once you have an age 35 pregnancy. Just stay with a specialist who is up to date and is taking care of a lot of older women, if you will. I say that politely when they're pregnant. And if you don't have faith in your obstetrician, who can you trust?
This is the place to find impartial information on medicine, medications, et cetera, et cetera. His name is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here at your service, on your side at 888-553-7536. So when Dr. Ken talks about a product like Tautinol, which reduces the appearance of fine lines, research is important to him. And a lot of award-winning cosmetic doctors have looked at the research on Tautinol, Ken, and said this is the way to avoid surgery, injections, chemicals, because they're so risky, they can be painful, they're expensive. Tautinol there's none of this that you have to worry about, but it's really an age-erasing miracle created by this fellow that I think we've had on the program a couple of times to talk about how he put this formula together.
Exactly. Developed by a prominent plastic surgeon, the results published in peer-reviewed journals. Doug, Tautinol can reverse the signs of aging. It stimulates the growth of collagen and elastin, which is what keeps your skin looking firm and youthful. And it has pigment reducers to fade those ugly dark spots that always seem to pop up in the most revealing places.
All right, so here's what we're urging you to do. Call for a special discount today. You'll get two Tautinol for the regular price, one free, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Tautinol at 800-291-2584. Let me repeat that number for Tautinol, 800-291-2584. So good for your skin. And there's a money-back guarantee. As Ken has said many, many times, this is the way to fight the problem of oxidation. Your skin, you're going to feel the impact of getting older. You want to look younger. That's what people want. The anti-aging message is get Tautinol. Call now, 800-291-2584. 2584 for your buy two, get one free deal, and get a free gift. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. Toutenol, 800-291-2584.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about 3 Eggs Any Style and how it affects your life. 3 Eggs Any Style. Sometimes we go to the restaurant, we take a look at the menu, and they give us a choice. They say we can have 3 Eggs Any Style. Now, the average person actually takes either 3 fried eggs, 3 scrambled eggs, or what have you. But why? It does say 3 Eggs Any Style. We have the right to say we want to have 2 fried eggs and we want to have 1 scrambled egg. And we should be able to do the same with our life. We get instructions in our life, and sometimes we just absolutely follow them without stepping out, without trying something new. Life gives us the opportunity to mix things, to change things. We need to read the instructions literally and figuratively and bring more value, more fun, more opportunities that everything in our life provides us with. So when we see 3 Eggs Any Style, go for it. Enjoy the life that is prepared for you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to change up your look. Motion celebrity stylist Ursula Steven, known for Rihanna's edgy styles, has the inside scoop on how to achieve the hottest trends for the season.
Fall is a great time to have fun. Try new looks and step out looking your best. You can shine in any situation with the right products. Whether you're going from playful braids or a sleek and sexy bob, the key is to keep your hair looking fierce and fabulous. Motion's new Hold and Shine Styling Spray is the perfect product to finish any look. With fierce control, this long-lasting, water-free formula offers brilliant shine without the stickiness of some hairsprays. It provides all-day humidity resistance and 24-hour hold. To keep your style looking fabulous from day to night, whether you're going for edgy or elegant, Motion's Hold and Shine Styling Spray will definitely take your look up a notch.
Motion's hair care essentials are available at major food and drug stores nationwide, as well as your local beauty and barber stores. For more information, visit motionshair.com. I'm Ashley Murphy in New York.
I'm Doug Steffen in Framingham. He's Dr. Ken down in Orlando, near Orlando and Mount Dora, where Lake Cardiology, his clinic, is located. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with information every week. Don't forget to sign up for the weekly health newsletter that Ken puts together. Go to the website, either his or mine, drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Click on his picture, put in your email address, and get that information. Here's a good one. We had somebody on the program a couple of weeks ago talking about laughter yoga. And this study suggests that laughter is the antidote for a lot of things.
Exactly. Out of the European Society of Cardiology in Paris this week, patients, Doug, with cardiovascular disease who have unresolved anger problems may find themselves vulnerable for recurrent heart attacks. But when people laugh, their major blood vessels dilated, improving blood flow, and this is a marker for reduced risk of cardiac events. So this weekend, rent a funny movie and enjoy yourself.
Right. What's the old, when you're smiling.
Or download it.
The whole world. Right, you can do Netflix and that kind of stuff.
Vudu, Netflix, enjoy yourself, or rent one, or play one that you have. Watch a happy movie this weekend, and your body will love you.
And have some purple potatoes while you're enjoying the movie, right? You'll get your blood pressure lowered if you eat purple potatoes.
Exactly. Purple potatoes, they are healthy for you. They will lower your blood pressure. This is out of the National Meeting and Exposition of the American Chemical Society in Denver this week.
888-553-7536. We'll tackle some more of your calls right after a word from your local station here. Good Day Weekend. It's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
No, fever's here. We'll help you with yours if you have one. What's the story? 888-553-7536. As we continue back with Medicine in the Focus here, next person is Karen, who's in Malda, Alabama. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Dr. Kent.
Karen, you don't sound like you're in your happy place. What's wrong?
My shoulder bothers me constantly. Nothing I take helps. It's ate up with arthritis. And they diagnosed it about, 5 years ago.
And what specifically? And, the shoulder's a complicated joint, and there's a lot of different possibilities that can go wrong besides osteoarthritis, which is a possibility. Did you see a shoulder specialist, and did they give you a specific diagnosis?
Well, I've seen a shoulder specialist, and I hadn't asked for no specific. He just tells me, he's not very talkative, but they say he's the best in his field.
If he's not talkative, he's not the best in his field, because being best in your field means you can communicate what you know to help other people. If he can't do that, you need to go somewhere else. I love when people say, he's the best in his field. What do they know? How do you find out what information he has for you if he won't talk to you? It's ridiculous.
Karen, did they give you the diagnosis osteoarthritis, or we're not sure?
No, it is osteo.
It is osteo. Okay, so that's wear and tear of the joint, and you've tried the usual simple treatments for this?
Yes, I've been in therapy I've been in therapy about 4 different times.
So you've had physical therapy, you've had medications, and none of this has worked?
Right.
Okay.
He's been injecting it ever so often with, cortisone.
Yes.
I don't know. And he says, when you get tired of the shots, he said, and it's hurting you, he said, you'll come back and we'll replace it. And I'm to that point. Nothing's helping. The shots don't help. The medicine's not helping.
And you just want to get better, Karen. I can hear it in your voice, and it sounds like this is just ruining the quality of your life.
It is.
Well, shoulder replacement surgery is one option for shoulder osteoarthritis. And during shoulder surgery, what the surgeon does, they remove the head of the upper arm bone. This is called the humerus. And they replace it with a prosthesis. And the cup-like surface of the shoulder blade, this is called the glenoid cavity. And I don't want to get too technical. It's then smoothed and fitted with a prosthesis. And if you have a skilled surgeon who works in this area, and you don't want to be the first person they do, but they've done plenty of these operations, you may want to ask for some references, for some happy customers previous to you. This is a good option for you, Karen, because it sounds like you've exhausted all of your options. So I would walk down. I wouldn't rush into this, but I definitely would walk, keep this door open. I'd walk down the pathway. I'd interview, make sure you have the most experienced doctor in your area who does the specific procedure that you need. Ask your doctor what procedure they're recommending, and then ask how many they've done. Ask for some satisfied patient references and talk to those patients so that you feel comfortable with your surgeon. And I would go down this pathway, Karen. It sounds like you've exhausted all the other options.
Quick call from Claude in Los Angeles. About 60 seconds, Claude. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I've suffered with depression for about 15 years. When it started, I didn't know.
Depression? You've been depressed for 15 years? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you suicidal, Claude? Have you written a note? Or have you thought of hurting yourself?
No, because I grew up in a hard way, so I've been used to the hardship. So,
so what's your question for Ken?
Okay,
we only have about 30
Claude
seconds.
And everybody listening, that's not going to make Claude think about hurting himself. That doctors ask this to get it out, and it actually lowers the risk of committing suicide. Claude, if you've tried all the drugs, I hope you've had psychotherapy, talking therapy. I hope you've been through numerous of the medications. And if none of that works, the next step is electroconvulsive therapy, what we call ECT. And you may need to be hospitalized in a depression specialized area, but that's where we go.
Shock therapy.
Yes. If you haven't had electroconvulsive therapy, talk to a psychiatrist who's skilled in this area, okay?
A lot of them in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
In that area. All right, there's that story, and all the stories that have been told today have been extraordinarily well presented, and hopefully you found a resolve by listening to Dr. Ken. You can join us every week at this time, 888-553-7536, the number to keep in mind, Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.